Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I have some things I want to talk about. I want to talk about the fact that the king is dead. Long live the emperor. You know, my friends, for generations, business operators like you and me quickly have become well acquainted with that rudest of all marketplace maxims: cash is king. Indeed, there's never a moment in the life of any business, large or small, when this generally accepted truth doesn't apply. But since 2008, after the financial collapse, lackluster economic conditions have caused small businesses like yours and mine to redefine the sovereignty of cash and elevate it to an even higher level of royalty than ever before. Today, no longer is cash merely king. It is now, in fact, the emperor. Blasingame's second law of small business states, as you've heard me say many times before, it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. All small business owners are undercapitalized. That's our, by definition. There are at least two reasons, and this is a law, is not a maxim. Number one, there are always growth and or operational elements demanding cash. Your business always has its hand out. There's some part of your business that always has its hand out. Like a teenager. Money. I need. Money. It's always asking for money, right? It's always operationally, our growth elements are always doing that. And those elements don't care where the money comes from. Number two, unlike a big business, small firms have limited capital sources. Typically, we have only three. A, reinvested profits, which we call retained earnings, right? Bank loans, that's the second one, which is where we get most of our capital that we don't have ourselves. And investment equity, which is usually from the owner in the beginning, right? What's the difference between cash and capital? Well, operating cash is a business's breath, constantly breathing, constantly moving in and out. When applied to growth, capital is like muscle-building protein, strengthening the organization long-term. Alas, too often small business growth funds, with operating cash flow. That's what happens to too many of us, and that's a mistake. The reason that it happens, though, is because it's easier. The cash is there, it belongs to us, and we can. But this dangerous practice of funding growth with operating cash flow misapplies and reduces the business's operating oxygen. And all cash in a small business is precious. So availability and proper application, it has to be maximized, folks. And here are a couple of ways to think about how to maximize your cash, how to use the best practices for cash management. First, don't delegate cash management. How many times have you heard me say that? If you're a much bigger company, you know, you're a bigger small company, and you got other people who manage your cash, don't stay very far away from it. If you can't do it yourself, make sure you stay close to it. Delegate be very slow to delegate cash management. I encourage you to delegate a lot of things. Cash management, I wish you'd do that a little slower. Number two, manage expenses like a sheep bear guards her cubs. Expenses, you got to guard those. Manage accounts receivable, the money your customers owe you, like your business's life depends on it, because it does. Then consider these capital management guidelines. And this, if you do these things, it could act, these, the capital management guidelines could actually improve your cash picture. Make sure pricing produces enough gross profit to more than fund operating expenses. If you can do that, you won't put as much pressure on your cash, and it'll help you make a profit, which is retained earnings, which is what you convert. That's number two. You convert profits into retained earnings. Folks, you can't have profits, you can't have retained earnings if your pricing doesn't produce gross profit to start with. Then you convert the profits to retained earnings, and then you use retained earnings, not operating cash flow, to fund growth. Over time, the profits you accumulate, the profits you leave in the business is retained earnings. And as that capital diffuses throughout the organization in the form of inventory, in the form of receivables, in the form of physical plant equipment, things like that that you paid for, all those things become the foundation. They become the skeleton, the muscle of your organization. And all that's funded. If you make a profit and you leave the earnings in the business, it becomes the foundation of the company, and it helps your cash, because if you can pay for things through retained earnings, you don't have to borrow the money and then pay it back out of your cash flow, right? Someone once said of small businesses, you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten. By definition, small business survival depends on some level of growth, and all that takes capital. For example, sales growth begets increased inventory and accounts receivable. It just happens, right? Personnel growth begets more infrastructure like offices and equipment, and, of course, payroll. Product expansion begets increased marketing, training, and retooling. These green and growing elements, my friends, can be exciting, but they all take properly acquired and applied capital. All those takes properly acquired capital, not cash flow. Two different things. Last maxim. The degree of difficulty from managing cash and acquiring capital is much greater for a small business than it is for a big business. So folks, just remember, capital and cash, you need to differentiate those things. You need to have a good capitalization strategy. Don't delegate your cash management any more than you have to. And remember this, the king is dead. Long live the emperor. Today, cash is no longer just the king. It is now the emperor. You've got to raise it to another level. Want to take a quick break? I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages with a little more from me. Stay with us. My papa said, son, don't let the man get you. Do what it done to me. Don't forget you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.